James Winks joins RSN. Thanks to Rendina Real Estate. Everything with our name on it sells. Rendina.com.au.
Oh, now James is doing some great things. So he's been at Werribee this morning, doing some great things throughout the spring, and got a bit emotional with the Dragon. He was good enough to land the Cox Plate on Saturday, and I think there's been a bit of an update. James, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Going very well, thank you. How's the champ come through Saturday?
Yeah, as good as we could have hoped, if not better. He's really well. I've been on him twice in the race. Good condition. He knows he's won the race, and yeah, he's bouncing. He's in the zone.
Well, that's all very well and good, but we're hearing some things that today there's been some excitement out there at Werribee for Sir Dragon. Tell us what you're seeing at the moment, James.
Oh, he's just, like I said, he's just in a good frame of mind. His condition's unbelievable. I can't believe how well he's come through a Cox Plate. You know, that's one of the probably best weight for age race in the world, and the way he's bounced through it is exceptionally well.
Now, James, you've always said the whole way along that he would be better in a Melbourne Cup than a Cox Plate. Sort of go back to Saturday first before we go forward to next Tuesday. Just your emotions. Now you've had some time to think about it, about sort of being involved in a horse that goes on to win a Cox Plate in its preparation.
Yeah, it was more the emotion that, obviously, like I touched on, my career ended suddenly and it was out of my control. But being any sportsman or athlete, when he went over the line, it sort of sunk in for the first time that I'd never get to that feeling again of, not that I won a major, but I did win 5 Group 1s. And that feeling that goes through your body when you go over the line at that top level is something that, you know, will never happen to me again. So that's why I got emotional. And it was just great to be, you know, you're there, but you're so far away. So, yeah, it was just, yeah, something that I was surprised, actually, but it was like I said, it actually sunk in that feeling of being, you know, achieving at the top level was going to, I would never experience it again.
So you're a week out from the Melbourne Cup. You've ridden Sir Dragon A this morning. Tell us what you're asked to do with the horse, and you sort of, are your expectations going up even further heading into a Melbourne Cup now? Not just what happened on Saturday, but what's happened this morning?
Yeah, look, obviously, big, you know, tick in the box for him to, you know, come out and win a Cox Plate. And as you hear what Bossy said, it was sort of great that he relayed what I said, that he's a horse that can maintain a gallop for a hell of a long time. And Bossy felt that the horse hadn't got to top speed in the Cox Plate. So you would think that he's going to suit him down to the ground over 2 mile at Flemington. But a realistic fact and part about it is you've still got to run 3,200 metres. It's a big difference between 32 to 2,000. There's a big difference even between 2,400 to 32. A lot of horses can run 24, but they can't run 2 miles. So he still has to tick that box, but he's breeding stage as well. Like I said, the horse has done everything perfect. And this morning, he just went a real nice, strong bowling canter of the A-track there around Corfu, which is about, probably 1,800 metres long. And yesterday, he just had a bit of a trot in a canter, making him feel good. I can tell you right now, he's feeling good.
Would you prefer to be on any other horse in the race if you were going in next Tuesday, James?
Oh, not at this stage. Obviously, there's a lot of word with the internationals. Tiger Moth looks the one, and, you know, by all reports, the experts are saying he's well weighted and things like that. And Very Elegant was very, very dominant in a Caulfield Cup. You know, you have Anthony Van Dyke, who got within, you know, half a length of her and carried the grandstand. So they're obviously going to be very hard to beat and competitive. But I can tell you now, the horse that I'm riding, he's switched on since he moved to Caulfield in different surroundings, and it's a great thing. Enough that he's, like I said, enough that he switched on, but he's not over the top. He's an athlete and he knows what he's there to do now, but he's a dude once you finish working him and walk off the track. So like I said, he's in the zone, he's ready to go, so I'd probably be riding him.
We'll be certainly keeping an eye on him in the build-up to next Tuesday. No doubt about that. We loved your work, or have loved your work on the spring ticket all through the carnival. James, look forward to much more awesomeness and insight from you in the next couple of weeks. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Well, it's been very enjoyable. So much appreciated.